Listen to the audio and do the exercise. Have you ever wondered why ghost is spelt with an H? Why isn't it ghost or ghost to rhyme with most or toast? Other words that begin with a hard G, such as golf, don't have an H. The answer, according to David Crystal's entertaining Spell It Out, is a result of the whim of a Flemish compositor, a man whose job it was in the late 15th century to arrange type for printing. His English wasn't good, and like many non-native speakers, he was bewildered by the random nature of English spelling. So when he saw the word ghost, spelt geest in Flemish, he decided to spell it in the Flemish way, with an H. The Flemish H in ghost is one of Crystal's many examples that show that the development of English spelling has been both random and unsystematic. The original monks who tried to write down Anglo-Saxon English in a Latin alphabet, he says, did a pretty good job. Every word was pronounced phonetically, so the G in gnome would be pronounced, as would the K in no. But the alphabet they devised didn't have enough letters to represent all the sounds in spoken English, and that was where the problems started. Scribes started to double vowels to represent different sounds, such as double O for the long OO sound in moon, food, etc. But then in some words like blood and flood, the pronunciation changed in the south of England, shortening the vowel so that now, as Crystal puts it, these spellings represent the pronunciation of 1,000 years ago. Fashion and snobbery have played as big a part in spelling as they have in other parts of English life. After the Norman invasion, Anglo-Saxon spellings were replaced by French ones. Service became service. Mice became mice, for instance. During the Renaissance, scribes looked to Latin for guidance. Take the word debt. In the 13th century, this could be spelt debt, dent, dete, or date. But 16th century writers looked to the Latin word debitum and inserted a silent B, linking the word to its Latin counterpart, but making it much harder to spell. For a long time, there was no stigma attached to variant spellings. Shakespeare famously wrote his name several ways: Shakespeare, Shakespeare, Shakespeare. But by the 18th century, an English aristocrat was writing to his son that orthography is so absolutely necessary for a man of letters, or a gentleman, that one false spelling may fix a ridicule upon him for the rest of his life. Dan Quayle, the former US vice president, never recovered from spelling potato with an E on the end when he corrected a pupil's writing in front of the cameras at a junior school in 1992. Even today, spelling is more fluid than we might think. Movable, for example. The Times style guide keeps the E. The Guardian prefers movable. And online, there are no guides. The internet is the ultimate spelling democracy. Take rhubarb, with its pesky silent H. In 2006, there were just a few hundred instances of rhubarb in the Google database. They have now passed the million mark. If it carries on like this, Crystal notes, rhubarb will overtake hrubarb as the commonest online spelling. And where the online orthographic world goes in one decade, I suspect the offline world will go in the next. Reading this book made me thankful that English is my native language. The spelling must make it so fiendishly hard to learn. By Daisy Goodwin in the Sunday Times.